Grace, mercy, and peace from our Creator and our Lord Jesus Christ to you this day and always. You know, I have to admit, when I read this week's gospel in reflection to last week's gospel and sermon particularly, I got a bit nervous. Last week I pointed out the things that we are called to do. And in contrast, this week's gospel focuses on sitting and listening to Jesus. Last Sunday, we heard the parable of the Good Samaritan, and I invited you this past week to love your neighbor as yourself, those you don't understand, those you don't like, those with whom you don't agree, and in everything you do, show grace, mercy, and forgiveness to all. Last week's sermon, I said, God has given us the truth within the law. Love the Creator your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your heart and your mind. We have been taught this time and time again. We hold this knowledge in our brains. Now Jesus says to move it from knowledge into action. Move it from the theoretical to the practical and physical. Jesus says, do this and you will live. And go and do likewise. Last week, I focused on Jesus' words calling us to action and to do what we have been told to do in the law. And now we hear in the gospel, it's all about the need of only one thing. It reminds me of this great scene in City Slickers, if you remember that 1991 film. Then when Curly the cowboy tells Billy Crystal's character, who is from the city, that city folk worry way too much about everything, and they need to focus on that one thing. Mary, for Mary, that one thing was being present with Jesus. Mary is actually defended by Jesus for sitting and being still, listening to what Jesus was saying. Jesus said to Martha in Luke 10:41, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. See, Martha is the one doing all the tasks and worrying about everything that needs to get done, which is a lot. I mean, a few weeks ago, we learned that in the beginning of chapter 10 of Luke, 70 others were appointed by Jesus and were traveling with Jesus and his disciples. So Martha is preparing the whole shebang, everything needed to offer hospitality to those guests, Jesus and his 82 friends. If we go back the last 4 weeks, we find that beginning in Luke chapter 9, verse 51, when Jesus set his face towards Jerusalem, he is focused on one thing, the promise of salvation for the world found in the kingdom of God. And if you remember, 3 weeks ago, hard for me to remember yesterday, but 3 weeks ago, that's what I'm going to tell you, as he set his face towards Jerusalem, individuals were approaching him and saying that they would follow him anywhere, but first, they wanted to bury their dead or say goodbye to their loved ones. And even though those are very important, Jesus says, let the dead bury their own dead. And no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. He encourages them to move forward and focus on the one thing along with him. And the next week, we heard that Jesus appointed 70 others and sent them like lambs into the midst of wolves. He sent them out with no bag, no purse, no sandals. They were totally vulnerable and dependent on the hospitality of the town folk they visited. They were vulnerable as God was vulnerable. As God presented God's self in Jesus. But the focus was on the one thing, that this message that the kingdom of God has come near. No matter if the appointed 70 were welcomed in that town or unwelcomed, the message was still the same. The kingdom of God has come near. Now, last week, we heard the familiar parable of the Good Samaritan. And this debate between the lawyer and Jesus led to a better understanding of who our neighbor is, and that we should offer grace, mercy, and forgiveness to everyone. This is the one thing, the kingdom of God coming near. Through all these readings, there's this common thread of showing hospitality to the neighbor as a way of focusing on the kingdom of God coming near. The promise of salvation for the world is assured in the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ. So how do we promote right acts of hospitality to God and neighbor until this promise is fulfilled? If the one thing is the kingdom of God coming near, what does that look like? It's loving God and neighbor. It's offering hospitality to God and neighbor. And it's easy to fall into the sibling squabble between Mary and Martha. And I'm sure I've done it myself, making Martha out to be someone who doesn't quite get it, and Mary is one who does. But the truth is in what Jesus says to Martha. Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There's need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. Jesus says Mary has chosen that better part. The one thing is not this or that. It's not either welcoming or being hospitable. It's not either welcoming and being hospitable or sitting and listening to God. Rather, as we discover the kingdom of God coming near, we are called to be hospitable to everyone as everyone needs. No matter if that is our neighbor or whether that's God. Jesus is calling Martha to be hospitable to God as well as neighbor. God's presence is what will not be taken away. And I wish to explore how do we promote right acts of hospitality to God and neighbor until this promise is fulfilled. Well, if you look at today's first reading from Genesis, we see Abraham actually being Martha. Abraham is visited by the Lord, who comes to Abraham in three messengers who he finds near him. And Abraham says, "If I have found favor with you, please stay and do not pass by your servant." He begins the hospitality by offering water to wash their feet and time to rest. He asks if he might feed them so they will be refreshed. Then we are given the actual details of how this hospitality will take place. Though he says he's only going to bring them a little bit of bread, he goes and prepares a feast. In Genesis 18, starting with verse 6, we see, "And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, 'Make quickly 3 measures of choice flour.'" Not the regular stuff, the choice stuff. "Knead it and make cakes. Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate." Abraham offered his hospitalities to the messengers of God so that they would be refreshed and ready for their journey. They needed to be refreshed for that journey. 3 weeks ago, the appointed 70 were the representatives of Jesus. They were to be hospitable by eating whatever was provided to them and dependent on the hospitality of their host. This hospitality focused on building relationships with one another rather than pointing out differences. And again, the Good Samaritan evaluated the beaten man's needs. And though they were of different beliefs, The Samaritan extends triage hospitality in this urgent situation. And in today's gospel, Mary is welcoming and hospitable to Jesus. As he is present with her, she focuses on being present with him, sitting and listening to everything Jesus had to say. Martha was also being hospitable to Jesus and his disciples, but then got too worried and distracted by these many tasks rather than focusing on the one thing, the kingdom of God coming near. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He would not physically be with them forever. So Jesus shows us in Scripture all the time the hospitality is about the need of the other. He was present to those on his journey and gave them a glimpse of the kingdom of God. He cured the sick and exorcised the possessed. He talked with the woman at the well, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, everyone, even though it was not socially accepted to do so. Time and time again, we hear in Scripture where people like Abraham and Sarah, Jacob and Rebecca, Isaiah, Elijah and Elisha, Ruth and Mary sat and listened, pondered, and even wrestled with God. These are the examples of the kingdom of God coming near that our foremothers and our forefathers showed hospitality to God by listening. And of course, they sometimes got it wrong and messed things up. They got off track quite frequently and began to lose focus on the one thing. But sometimes they got it right. Either way, the presence of God was with them. In our attempt to show hospitality of what we think is needed, like Martha, it's easy to slip into our busyness, which draws us away from the presence of Christ and the kingdom of God coming near. In those cases, the busyness is what becomes the focus instead of the one thing, the kingdom of God coming near. Now, this doesn't mean that the busyness is unimportant or frivolous, but in all things, we are called to advance the kingdom of God and not hamper it. We, OSLC, have been very busy with the purchase of these two properties next to our church. And just a heads up, the last 48 hours have been kind of crazy in that busyness. So things have changed already once again. No worries, God is present, we'll go through it. But there is a lot of busyness. And before this purchase ever came up, we were so very busy creating a hybrid worship. First because of COVID, but now because we have learned that our hybrid worship is a new way of being hospitable to others, to our community, and sharing the kingdom of God. And while this was all going on, we were also busy hosting our own intern to experiment with shared leadership between PLM and OSLC. Now, Purdue Lutheran Ministries is in the call process for a new pastor. Each one of these ventures created a lot of work, a lot of busyness, but they all revolved around the one thing, the kingdom of God and the message of hospitality, hospitality towards others and hospitality in listening to God. Though Martha was showing hospitality in her actions, her request to Jesus, for Jesus to tell Mary to help her, would have taken Mary away from the hospitality she was showing to Jesus. So Jesus gently and tenderly says, "Martha, Martha," slowing her down and showing her that we need to be hospitable to God in our listening. We need to hear and rest in the loving care of our Creator. We flourish as we create. Better yet, we flourish as we become reservoirs of God's hospitality and not mere conduits of God's hospitality. We must have a reservoir of God's love from which to pour out on others. So as we journey together in the coming months, as things get busy with school starting back up and properties being purchased and elections being planned, I suggest to you, as a church, it is time to sit at the feet of Jesus and show hospitality. In the next few months, let us replenish our reservoirs. This is the one thing. The kingdom of God is coming near. Let us worship. Let us be present to God's voice. And let us listen to all that God is saying. This is the presence of Christ that will not be taken away from us. Amen.